Jonah chapter 4. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry. And he prayed to Yahweh and said, I beg of you, O Yahweh, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? For this reason I fled before to Tarshish, for I knew that you are gracious Elohim, and merciful, and slow to anger, and of great kindness, and you repented of the evil. For this reason, now, O Yahweh, take, I beseech you, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. And then Yahweh said, Do you well to be angry? So Jonah went out of the city and sat on the east side of the city. And there he made him a booth and sat under it in the shadow until he might see what would become of the city. And Yahweh Elohim prepared a gourd and made it to come up over Jonah so that it might be a shadow over his head to deliver him from his grief. And so Jonah was exceedingly glad of the gourd. But Yahweh prepared a worm when the morning rose the next day, and it smote the gourd so that it withered. And it came to pass, when the sun did arise, that Yahweh prepared a vehement east wind. And the sun beat upon the head of Jonah so that he fainted and wished in himself to die, and said, It is better for me to die than to live. And Yahweh said to Jonah, Do you well to be angry for the gourd? And he said, I do well to be angry to death. And then Yahweh said, You have had pity upon the gourd, for which you have not labored, neither did you make it grow, which come up in a night and perished in a night. And should I not spare Nineveh, so that great city, in which are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? End of chapter.